came up a passage out. What is that sound? No father is ready to think. So I was hitting. Yesterday we discussed the verse. Savai Bunsan Paro Dharma. Jato Bhakti Radhokpad. Ahoy Kuki Apratihata. Jinapa Suprasidati. One gentleman was talking with me in my room. How that can be? Perfect peace of mind. That we discussed here first. Jena atma sut prasidati. Prasidati means satisfied. Fully satisfied. And sut prasidati. Father, specifically, prasidati. How? Savai bhumsan paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaje. Ahoy tuki apratihata. Jena atma su prasidat. This is the process. To develop our love for the Supreme Personality of God. So, we do not know. We have got the propensity to love. Love means somebody else. Love cannot be done, or cannot be executed only one personally. There must be another one. I love somebody. Somebody loves me. So, as soon as there is question of love, there must be lover, there must be beloved, and the transaction then love. Prema, prema pumata maha. So we have got us loving propensity to love somebody. To love my family, first of all, love begins from family, father, mother, brother, sister. Then you extend your love to your society, to your community, then to your nation, or you can extend to the international. You can extend. But what is the aim? You can extend yourself, but unless you come to the point of loving the Supreme Person, you cannot have tranquility or peace of mind. That is the truth. That's like water in the tree. You can pour water on the leaves, on the branches, on the twigs, on the flowers, each and every one, very particularly. But if you forget to water on the root, then everything is spoiled. Time is spoiled. This is the shastra. Direction. Yathā karadmūla nishe chanena sripanti tatkanda bhujopa sākha. Very practical example. Just like pouring water on the root of the tree, automatically you please the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits and everything. Immediately, the watering energy is transformed to every part of the tree. This is practical. There is no argument. Now another example is given. Pranopahara sudatendriyanam. You give food to the stomach and the energy will be distributed to all the parts of your body. If you want to serve separately, two sweetmeats to the two eyes and two sweetmeats to ears in this way, It will be simply useless waste of time. Simply one toothpick, if you put into the stomach, and immediately you feel some energy, which is enjoyed by your eyes, by your ears, by your nose, your hands, your legs, your hair, everything. This is the process. So we have manufactured so many types of love, except God. This is our difference. As soon as there is the name of God, oh, you go to Calcutta, not here. This is the position. People are so much averse, and our pastor says that when you forget God, or when you are not religious, religious means to become devotee of God. That is religious. Very simple thing. Religion does not mean the ritualistic segments. And my religion, the ritualistic is this. In your religion, the ritualistic is this. That may be different according to time, according to the men, according to the country, climate. That may be little different. Just like we are eating. Somebody is eating. But the eating process and to derive the benefit by eating is the same everywhere. There is no difference. So, you may profess any religion, that doesn't matter. You may become Christian, you may become Hindu, you may become Buddhist, you may become Sikh or anyone. There are hundreds and thousands of types of religion. It doesn't matter. But the truth is, whether you have learned to love God, that is all. That is all. That is explained. Savai pungsan paro dharma, yato bhakti adhokkhan. If you have learned to love God, then it doesn't matter what type of religion you are following. This Bhagavat is very liberal. It does not say if you follow Hindu religion or if you follow this type of religion, then you will understand God. No. Any religion, it doesn't matter. But the test is whether you have advanced in loving God. But if you see that instead of loving God, you are loving something else, which is not God. Of course, God is everything. That is another thing. Without God, there cannot be anything. But still, there is the central point. It's described in the Bhagavad Gita that because everything is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But everything is not God. That is explained. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avvaktam murtimam. Krishna says that I am expanded in my impersonal teacher everywhere. But I am not there. It is very simple to understand. Just like the sun sign is expanded all over the universe. But if you are in the sun sign, you cannot say that I am the sun planet. No, that is not. Sun planet is 93 million miles away. But the sun sign is not different from the sun. That is also fact. But still, you cannot say, because the sun sign has entered in your room, you cannot say that I am in direct connection with the sun god or the sun planet. No. This is called Achinta Nidhare Philosophy. Simultaneously, inconceivable, one and different. So everything is God. That is a fact. And still everything is not God. That is also a fact. Yes, we have to understand this philosophy. Everything is God. Without God's energy. The same thing. that the whole material world is existing on its own science. All scientists know it. But at the same time, this sun science is different and non-different from the sun. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing, that is energy of God. Brahmana Shakti. These are energies of God. Sarveda Mahilan Jagat, the whole creation, cosmic manifestation. But when there is question of love, you have to find out the origin of this energy. That is Krishna. Krishna says, Aham sarvastha prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante maam, buddha bhava samandita. When one understands that everything is done, that is the Vedanta Sutra, janma atyatra jataha, athata brahma jignyasa. Now this human form of life is made for inquiring about the absolute truth. And what is that Brahma? Brahma jignyasa. Immediate answer is, janma atyatra jataha. Brahma, or the absolute truth is there, from which or from whom everything has emanated. That answer is there, the meaning of Brahma Sutra in the Bhagavad Gita. Because we have found out what is that absolute truth, where from everything is emanating, everything has come into existence. The answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvastha prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. One who knows this secret. Aham sarvastha prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me. Everything comes from me. Iti matya. One who has understood this fact. Iti matya. Bhajante maam. Then he engages himself in the service of the Lord. Why? Buddha. There actually, in understanding. Buddha bhava samandita. Krishna is the origin. That is repeated in analogy. Maunam janmanavanti. Jnanamanvan prapadvati. Not easy to actually, to understand Krishna. In another place it is said, Manushyanam sahasre, kvasci jatati siddha, jatatamati siddhyana, kvasci vetti mārtasati. Out of many thousands of people, millions of people, sahasrana. Sahasrana means many thousand times of thousands. So, a man tries to become siddha. Siddha means perfect. What is that perfection? The perfection means to stop this reputation of birth, death, old age and disease. This is perfection. This is perfection. Janma mrityu jarabdhyadi dukkha dosham. Everyone is trying to be perfect. The whole struggle of existence is going on all over the world. How to become perfect? So that perfection ideal is different of different persons. Somebody thinking that if I have a nice bungalow and a nice bank balance, a nice wife and children and family, then my life is perfect. Somebody thinking that if I can make my country very happy in comparison to other countries, then it is. So there are different types of perfection. But actual perfection is, they do not know, that is indicated, that I am, because I have been described, I am this home, I am not this body. Dehinas means jathati, he. Within this body, there is the Dehi. Dehi means the proprietor of this body. So that Dehi is Tathapi, Antara Prapti, he is changing from one body to another. One body, just like we have got experience in this life also, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, you know. As we are changing past and present, therefore after this body is annihilated. No, hannate hannamāne sarīre. I am not annihilated. I'll take another body. That body, what kind of body? That will depend on my work. Just like we become diseased, I will infect certain type of disease. We suffer from that disease. This is practical. Nature's law is there. If you infect some disease, you will have to suffer from that disease. Similarly, as we are creating our mentality by different types of activity, our next life will be according to that mentality. This is the law of nature, but we do not know. Prakriti-kriyamanani gunai-karmani sarvam. Actually, prakriti, nature, is pulling us according to our desire. Or according to us, the desire is contamination. The mental contamination. And we are creating different types of body. So, our real suffering is the transmigration from one body to another. That is not. There is no scientist. But it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tathādehāntara prāpti. You have to accept. And that is explained in other places, in Srimad Bhāgavatam. Sarvanāt daivanetrīna jantar dīha upupatti. As you are creating the situation, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Janajanabhāpi smaranabhāvam tajattam tekalevaram. At the time of your death, the situation which you have created, it will carry, because mind is there. Mind is subtle. Intelligence is subtle. That mind, intelligence, and ego, the subtle body is there. The gross body is lost. But the subtle body will take it to another gross body. It will take to the womb of another mother. And according to your karma, the mother, by the mother's help, you will get his body and duly will come out and begin your work. This is nature's process. It is going on. Prakriti-kriyamanani gunai-karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vinuratma kattaham iti mannate. Ahankara. But one who is puffed up with false ego, that I am this, I am that, I am big man, I am small man. But he does not know how prakriti is working. You may be very big man in this life. That does not mean that you will remain a big man in the next life. You may be bigger or you may be smaller. According to karmana, what you are doing. The same example. Suppose you are prime minister. But if you have contaminated some disease, you must suffer. It is not that nature will excuse you, oh, you are prime minister. You have infected this disease and you will not suffer. No, you have to. So, it is the question of creating the mind, the intelligence. Therefore, if you constantly keep yourself, your mind, absorbed in Krishna, then you get next time, next life, a body like Krishna, which means Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna's body is not like us, but we think that Krishna is like us. That is also condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti Madhamurha Mayate Utanumati. The rascal fools, they think me as ordinary human being. They all the big acharyas of our country, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimmarta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many, many big scholars, They have accepted Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. Are they fools that they are worshipping a human being? Are they fools? So big scholars, stalwart? No. Only the fools consider that Krishna is ordinary human. He comes to give us lesson what is actually God. God is Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. Therefore, it is His mercy that He comes before us to show what is actually God. But Krishna says, Abhijanti Mana Mura Manasu. Somebody says, well, God, why God will come? He's so big, why He will come? And why He will not come? If He is so big, why you restrict it not to come? If He is very big, is it under your laws that He will not come? If He is very big, then He has the freedom to come. You cannot restrict. Therefore Krishna says, Sambhavani Atamaya. Under my own laws I come. Not that by your laws. Just like I will go somewhere, sometimes I am put into the prison house. Not by my personal law, by the law of this state. Similarly, this is a prison house. This whole universe, material universe, is a prison house. There is no freedom. We are thinking that we are free, but actually nobody has got freedom. A little contamination of disease, immediate your disease. Where is your freedom? If you eat a little more than you can digest, immediately there is disease. So where is your freedom? So therefore we are called conditioned soul. Prakriti kilomarani. Prakriti is taken care of. In another place, Krishna says, Ishara sarvabhutanam nirdeshe arjuna tishtati bhavayam sarvabhutani jantrarurani maya. The maya has given this vehicle, this body, and you are put into this. And Krishna or Ishara or the Paramatma is also in this body. So, as you wanted in your past life, Krishna has given you through the agency of maya, a type of body, and you are moving according to your desire. This is called karmana adhivana trina. Therefore, we have to understand this subtle knowledge, but in the modern educational system, there is no such thing. Although the Bhagavad Gita is there, and it is the property of India, at least because it was spoken, the science of Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken long, long ago, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the sun planet. Imam vivaspate yogam pratvar aham avyam vivasana manovetraho manulkhaka vedvaru. Everything is there. How important is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means we are not manufacturing anything by our fertile brain. No. We don't create anything. We simply repeat, but we try to explain for modern understanding. That's all. Otherwise, there is no question of manufacturing. Because nobody can manufacture the perfect knowledge. Because we are all imperfect. Our senses are imperfect. However, we may be learned, but the senses are imperfect. Therefore, we cannot give perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge can be received from higher authorities. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita says, evam parampara praptam imam rajan sayavidu sakale meva dhruvarasya parantam. As soon as the process of receiving perfect knowledge is lost, then the original purpose is lost. So, it becomes sometimes lost. When the parampara system, just like nowadays, everyone is proud of reading Bhagavad Gita. But he interprets in his own way. Everyone is at liberty to interpret Bhagavad Gita as he likes. That is the modern purpose. So there are 664 editions of Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is commenting in his own way. I have heard that there is one doctor, he has interpreted Bhagavad Gita as a talk between a patient and a physician. So this is going on. Everyone whimsically, he is interpreting. Sometimes, in our country also, we see that Mahatma Gandhi wanted to interpret Bhagavad Gita as non-violent. And it's very difficult to prove. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, how you can prove non-violence? So, it is a difficult job. So, that is not the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is to be understood as our family immediately talks. So it has to be received from the parampara system. So Krishna said to Arjuna that the, at the present moment the parampara system is now lost. Yoga nasta parantapa sakalena yoga nasta parantapa. It is the parampara system has been lost because there have been so many interpretations, wrong interpretations. Therefore, I am selecting you to make again parampara. Bhaktoti Sakhatriti. Why you are interesting me? I am not a Vedanti. I am not a Sannyasi. I am not a very learned scholar. I am a military man. So why you are trying to give the instruction of Bhagavad Gita unto me? This may question may be there. Because Arjuna was a family man. He was not a Sannyasi. Neither he was a Vedanti. A military man is not expected to become a Vedanta. Kshatriya. He knows how to fight. Krishna says that I speak to you. Why? Bhaktosi Priyosine. You are my dear friend. Therefore I shall tell you. So this is the process of understanding. You have to become dear friend of Krishna. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, for thousands of years, you may go on reading Bhagavad Gita. You will not learn even a word of it. That is the secret. Evam parampara prasam. Imam Raja says it. So, our business is, we are teaching Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as it is spoken by the authority. We don't add anything or subtract it. Krishna says, Manmanabhava madhvatta madhyajimana namaste. This is the process. Manmanabhava, you always think of me and you say, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you chant somebody's name to your friend's name or your relatives, immediately remember the person. It is not very difficult. If you hear in the telephone somebody speaking, as soon as you hear the voice, you can understand the other time the person is there. So, the chanting process means to always think of Krishna. 24 hours. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Kirtaniya Sadaha. And what is the benefit? The benefit is, because Krishna is the supreme pure, you become purified. That's like, if you remain with the fire, you become one. One man. That's like, in the fire, you put one iron rod. It becomes one man. At the end, the iron rod becomes red hot. And when it is red hot, it is no more iron rod, it is fire. You touch everywhere, it is burnt. The same process. If you remain with Krishna always, you get Krishna's quality. You have got the quality. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. The Krishna is God. You are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore you are also God. But at the present moment, as the gold is covered by dust, at the present moment, we are spirit soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna, as good as Krishna. But we have been covered by this material body. Therefore, we have to take out ourselves from this material body. That is called siddhi. That is the purpose. So, manushanam sahasreshu kasyajatati siddhaya. Nobody knows how to become perfect. They are struggling very hard to become perfect individually, socially, nationally. But how they can be perfect? They do not know what is perfection. This is perfection. Tatta deham punarjanmanayati. If you do not take another material and do not accept another material body, this is the idol. That is perfection. That is the intention of the shastra. Namo chayadda samupeta mrittam guru na sastat sita na sastat jagani na sastat. These are the injunction of the shastra. Don't try to become a guru or don't try to accept a so-called guru who cannot save you from this reputation of birth and death. This is injunction. Not that guru has given me some mantra, I am now a poor man, I become a very rich man. No, that is not. Real purpose of life, how to get out of this reputation of birth and death. That is the one. So that is very simple method. If you become Krishna conscious, if you develop Krishna consciousness, you understand. By Krishna consciousness means you understand what is Krishna. Otherwise, if we superficially try to understand Krishna, we understand Krishna in an ordinary human being. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is remarking, when Krishna is playing with the cowherd's voice, he is crying, Ittam Brahma Sukhanus, Ittam Satana Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya, Dasam Vatanam Sardayvatim. Maya Sutana Narvayatena Narudarakena Sadham Vijayhu Kritabunda Punya. These boys who are playing with Krishna, they are ordinary cowherd boys. Kritapunna Punya. Kritapunna Punya means they acquire volumes of the result of past activities. Now they have been allowed to play with Krishna. And who is this Krishna? Ittham satana dhamma sukhana bhutya. This boy, Krishna, he is the target of the Brahma sukhana bhutya. He is the worshipable lord of the devotees. Dasam matana prataivatena. And mayasritana dharadaratena. Those are mayasrita. Within the classes of maya, they are thinking he is an ordinary boy. But he is not an ordinary boy. So, by Krishna consciousness, by constantly thinking of Krishna as Krishna advises, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji manan musti. If you dovetail your whole life to these principles, thinking of Krishna, manmana, to become devotee of Krishna, madhyaji, to worship Krishna, and to simply, if you cannot do anything, either call or one if you can do. If you simply come and offer your obeisances to Krishna, you are getting the benefit. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mama namaskuru. Te namada bhakti saranam kirtanam vishnu sramanam parasivanam. In this way, if you remain and touch with Krishna, that is the perfection. Somehow or other, you remain passive in Krishna. These are the process. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Saranam kirtanam vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna is the same. You have to hear. But people do not know the science. neither the science is taught in any school, college or university. But although the science is there, it is so neglected, although it is the culture of India, the best culture of India. But unfortunately, we are below science. This is our position. So we are making little or teeny effort how to make people happy. Our only business is to make people happy. We have no other business. We don't say that you give us some money and in exchange of your Krishna consciousness. No, that is not our business. We are not merchants. We are spreading this Krishna consciousness free of charge. We are engaged servant of Krishna. Krishna will provide us. Krishna will provide us. Krishna says, yoga kevam mahamaham, tisham yuktari yuktana. Those who are engaged in the service of Krishna, they have no problem. There is no problem because Krishna is their protector. So one has must have. Now you'll be surprised to know that our big Krishna consciousness movement, our monthly cost is 8 lakhs of rupees. All over the world. Now Krishna is providing us. We have bought simple a few books. And we are selling, you'll be surprised, we are saving 30 to 40,000 rupees per day. So we are no problem. Because we believe, if I charge to an ordinary man, he gives some salary, he gives some food, and we are engaged in service of Krishna, we shall start? No. We have got that confidence. So, our only request is that it is a great chance. Don't neglectfully take it. It is a real problem of life. We say that you live peacefully, happily, but don't risk your life. Don't risk your life. Just like a man is living very nicely, very good food, very good money, but if he is doing something criminal, then what is this? Next time, he is put into jail. That's why in America, Mr. Nixon, your president is now in everything is at risk. So, we say that you become Nixon, you become Prime Minister, you become everything. We don't say, you make your profit, then. But don't risk your life. That is all. If after this life, you are Prime Minister and you are very big man, and next life if you become a dog, then what is the profit of your life? So anyway, that is a trend here. Dharma khāra sukha-pumisā viṣṭhāpṣena tathāsutā no pāda-yadra-tiṁ-yadī sarvāyīvā-hītīvāyī. You do your work. Duty. Dharma means duty. You are very beautiful. Do your duty nicely. But see, by executing your duty, whether you are developing your love for Krishna. That is the question. If it is not done so, if you are in the blindness, then it is said that no power is the duty. If you do not become attracted by Krishna, at Krishna consciousness, then so many of you, he came over. Simply you are wasting time. So our propaganda is that do everything, but don't waste your time. Make improvement. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prita devam sitanim janti pitri prita. Just as by evolutionary process you come to the human form of body, you can make further improvement. You can go to other planets. There are many, many other planets where thousand times better standard of life is there. We cannot go. We are so conditioned, although we have seen all the planets, the sun planet, moon planet, they are trying to go to the moon planet, and that's to tell you. So you cannot go in that way. There is process. Janti deva prita deva. If you want to go there, then deva prita, you have to worship that deva. Similarly, if you worship Krishna, you can go to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. Madhyadino ki jantina. So if you have to prepare your next life, So why not prepare to go back to Krishna? Jadgatyalanivartante. Wherefrom you hunger to come back again to accept the material body. Bhaktati, hang punarjanma, noiti, maniti. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you study, understand? They are very good scholars, but they do not know what is next life. They are so good scholars, they are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 times, but they do not know what is the next life. This is their study. So, this verse is very important. It is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sthanasthita. Dharma means, I do not wish to take you more time. Dharma means your occupational duty. Dharma means it is a fanaticism. That is not the meaning of dharma. The meaning of dharma in English it is called religion. And religion is a kind of faith. So faith may be wrong or right. That is not dharma. Dharma means your constitutional position and duty. That is called dharma. Chili should be punished. Sugar must be sweet. This is the idea. A water must be liquid. A stone must be solid. This is the dharma. You cannot say a liquid stone. No, that is not that. As soon as you say stone, it must be solid. As soon as you say water, it must be liquid. So this liquidity of water, the liquidity is the dharma of it. The solidity and dharma. Similarly, we are got a dharma. We are forgotten now what is our dharma. The dharma is, here it is stated, dharma sthana sutta pumsa. How to awaken our consciousness to understand Krishna. That is the earth. Sabai pumsa paro dharma. Jato bhakti adhokta. This is the description as one bhav. So, there is no question of the created dharma. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prajita koitava astra. Cheating type of dharma is completely rejected. Real dharma is to know our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is that He is the Supreme Prabhu, the Supreme, and we are only. Nitya Nityanam Sitana Sitamanam Ego Du Bhunam Vindhati Kaman. That is our relationship. God is also a person like us. We are also persons. Nityanam Sitamanam. We are also living entities. And God is also a living entity, a person. But what is the difference? The difference is, God is maintaining everyone, and we are being maintained. That is it. We are all persons. Just like father in the family. Father is also a person, and his children, they are also persons. But what is the difference? The father maintained. Similarly, we are all children of God, children of Krishna. He is the maintainer. So what is our duty? To feel alive. That is our duty. That is what. Not that you manufacture sattva. Real dharma is you try to understand what is your relationship with God and then act accordingly. Your life is perfect. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, dharma karma majitmam jujjanati tattva. You have to understand Krishna. Tattva in truth. Then, as soon as you understand Krishna in truth, that is the real criterion. If you do not understand Krishna in truth, simply superficially, then that is not perfect. That is not perfect knowledge. Janma karma me vidvam se jnanati tattva. This tattva has been again repeated in the 18th chapter. Satovan tattva to gatva visadeta dhanantaram. Manushanam sahasteshu, kaschit jatati siddhaye. Jatatavati siddhanam, kaschit vetimam tattva. This is tattva word is very important. If you understand Krishna, tattva in truth, not superficially, not whimsically, not according to your idea.
Parampara.
Then your life is perfect. Tastadeham punarjanma. That is perfect. If he, after giving up this body, no more accepting material body. You go back to home, back to God in your spiritual body. You are not your spiritual body. That is within this God. That's why within this garment or within your coat, your real body is within the coat. So this body is just like coat. And the subtle body is just like shirt. And as a gentleman is within the coat and shirt, real body. Similarly, the spiritual body is within this material gross body and subtle body. If you can get out of this material gross and subtle body, you realize, then you go back to home, back to Godhead. Tattādīhaṁ punarjanmanaṁti māvīṁti kānti jadgatyāna nivartyante tad-dhāvaṁ param. Everything is there. Therefore, our request is that you read Bhagavad Gita, try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret in foolish way. Everything is clear. There is no need of interpretation. The foolish people simply unnecessarily interpret. Everything is clear. Where is the difficulty to understand when Krishna says, manvana bhagavad bhaktam abhyāgīśana? No. But one scholar says, yes, this is not to Krishna the person. Krishna says that you will become my devotee. And the scholar says, it is not to Krishna. This is interpretation. This is going on. Simply misleading Krishna. To take Bhagavad Gita as it is and try.